I promise I am going to get to the racism in America thing from my perspective here in Taiwan, but I'm over here in Taiwan and China's doing something major. And I have to say this, and this relates. China is taking over Hong Kong. Now, go back and read the Symphony editorial. Britain took Hong Kong from China because China wanted to trade out leaves and bring in silver, and that was it. And so Britain needed the silver to go in a circle. It's called, you know, trade. It's called a two-way street. And China wouldn't accept British inventions, cuckoo clocks. China didn't want that. It was all black market. So Britain found a way to sell drugs. They sold opium, and it hurt Chinese society. Now, who was it that really did that? Was it the British government, or was it China that created the artificial need by not wanting reciprocal trade? China's always thought that, you know, every money goes in, and then replenishable stuff goes out, but money goes in and stays in, and that's fair. And that's how China's always thought. And that's the thinking that me as a white guy who's been in Taiwan, I've suffered from the Chinese thinking in Taiwan's government, a separate government, still in a civil war. You want to talk civil war? I'm still caught up in a civil war, kind of. I'm in Taiwan's government. And I'm telling you, Taiwan's government and they've got almost just the same prejudice and hatred and unfairness as China's government. The only reason that they don't hurt people is because, as many people, is because they're smaller. They've got a lot of hard issues to deal with. And Taiwan is facing this massive military invasion from China. 23 million people, more than the state of Michigan. And they're going to be facing massive hardship, and it's because they've kept the same prejudicial thinking. They see life as a one-way street, and they don't want to understand others. And me as a white guy who's here watching this, I'm telling you, in America, we've had the same non-compassion. We want everything to flow toward us, and we don't want to reciprocate. And so we don't listen, and that's what starts problems. Now, yesterday I talked about the what people and the how people. Now, hear me out on this. I want to heal these problems in America, but Republican voters are not going to do it. But I'll tell you, Democrat voters screaming at a Republican government could actually get something done. I know this sounds crazy. There is no way that Democrat voting America is going to accept a Republican controlled government that doesn't change. Democrats have been in power a lot, and they haven't solved the problem. Putting them back in power is not going to help. Now, you go look back. You know the movie Black Hawk Down? That was massive incompetence. They wanted to have bigger planes, and it wouldn't have happened. It's like a horror movie, and it's a true story. That happened because we had a president, Bill Clinton, a Democrat, that didn't know how stuff needs to get done. Whenever we got a Republican in there, we do military correctly. Give the soldiers the tools they need. You get a Democrat in there, they try to micromanage and they don't let things work competently. They try to nerf everything. It's called nerfing. You turn all the guns into nerf guns so they can't hurt people. Democrats go in and they nerf the military. They do it half-baked. Lyndon Johnson against Vietnam is horrible. And Obama, he created ISIS. Just run away as fast as we can. Leave our trucks there. And then ISIS gets created. Democrats don't know how to do military. And if we get Biden in there, China is going to go do to Taiwan and America what China's doing to Hong Kong. And then we can't have this racism discussion. But if you get a bunch of Republicans in there, the Democratic voters are going to be really, really angry because their issues aren't being dealt with. And they're going to stand up and take it themselves. And they're going to do it themselves. And white America is listening. Now, I've said a bunch of ideas, and I want you to just hear what I've said. We've got to think about the grand strategy. We've got to look at the big picture. We need a path that involves keeping China away and not putting in the failing political party that has nothing but broken promises. See, that's the thing. Republicans don't promise to help black people. It's Democrats that break those promises. So we need to have Republicans in there that have a reputation for not caring so the people will stand up and make it happen. And if you're a Democrat voter, I'm telling you right now, white people are listening. Republicans are. I mean, there's white Democrats. I'm sorry. Well, you know, we're diverse. Life isn't just in black and white, so to speak. There's white and black Republicans and Democrats. And frankly, I'm glad because it makes us think. It's when we look at stuff in binary manners, in binary methods. It's only this or that. You're only white Republican or black Democrat, and that's it. Thinking in those small terms refuse to give us enough categories to understand stuff. And we've got to think in a full color spectrum, which has millions of color possibilities. We've got to think in color, not solid black and white, not checkerboard thinking. I've been over here in it. What's happening is China's reneging on the Hong Kong deal. Britain had a war with China. China was selfish. They took Hong Kong. That was before 1850, 1840s ish opium wars. And then later, there's an interesting thing in Taiwan. Britain had a little snafu with China's government in Taiwan at that time, and they fired on the city that I've been living in. It was a kind of an interesting little factoid that a lot of people might not know. It's called the Anping shelling incident, and there's not much in Western history books about it. Well, you know, the Chinese government was stonewalling. They were ignoring their promises, and this is an issue. This is very central in this. China does not understand the concept of keeping promises. They think it's all a joke. They're like psychopaths. They don't you know what? Yeah, okay, I'll say this thing. It doesn't matter. Oh, no. China breaks its promise. British and American voters are going to let their tax dollars be sent to the military to go wage war against China. And China doesn't know that. They don't get it. They think, oh, you're wrong. And that makes you not powerful enough to hurt them. They're like psychopaths that don't understand the rage and danger that they make for themselves. Okay, all right. So China's reneging on this, and now they're making laws. They're going and they're taking over Hong Kong. Hong Kong's done and dissolved. It's over. China is going to run in there and just do whatever the heck they want. And Britain isn't going to have it. Well, okay. We've got to make sure that has to be stopped. And it's not Joe Biden supposedly getting Chinese money that worries me. It's that Democrats don't know how to do stuff. They talk about the issues. They talk about, Republicans don't talk about it. But Democrats talk about it, but they don't fix it. And we've got to keep the Chinese out so that the black Democrat voters can actually make something happen by force of number. We can't just vote people in and expect them to go make the changes. We've got to do it ourselves. Power to the people. So get a government in there that's going to keep the Chinese out, and the people need to make the changes themselves. And that's a global perspective. It's an idea. I want you to hear me on that. Now, racism inside. No, I'm going to get to this. I'm going to touch on this. I might expand tomorrow. I've found this. In fact, I'm going to do this all day tomorrow on the next one. Having lived in Taiwan under the oppression, I want you to hear me. This sounds strange. I'm not trying to dismiss anything. I'm trying to explain the complexity of these problems. I grew up privileged in America, white, and didn't know it. Then I came to Taiwan and I was totally underprivileged, although, of course, I had some my own unfair advantages. Everyone has their unfair advantages. Everyone. It doesn't always add up and make up for it, but you've always got something. No matter, size doesn't matter. Little people can move faster. You know, Isaiah Thomas was great on the Pistons. He'd jump. He wasn't tall, but he'd jump over the tall people. Racist governments, unfair, unjust governments hurt the people they hurt because they're already in some ways hurting all of their people. I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to explain this more this tomorrow. When a government is oppressing a small group of people, it's through things that are already hurting all people. I'll give you an example. The people that assassinated Lincoln assassinated him because he created his own currency. And from that, Lincoln's executive orders and people under him that were giving black people the 40 acres and a mule under Lincoln, that stopped because he was assassinated by people that want to have an exclusive monopoly on banks and who also hate black people. I owe an explanation for this. I'm promising I'm going to get into this tomorrow and I'm going to explain what I'm talking about. A government that hurts one group of people will hurt a larger group of people already. So injustice in one place is a sign of injustice, probably a greater injustice in another place. And you have to, it's all the same monster. Little tiny finger pokes up there, great big leg pokes up over there. It's the same monster. You can't just go after the leg and not the finger. And you can't go after the finger and not the leg. There's a big whole monster that's going to attack from everywhere underneath. And we have to look at the whole overall problem. I'm going to talk about that more tomorrow, promise.